Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Now, I just want to tell you what we're doing here. We're live in the Home of Innovation in Dublin this morning, making cooking easier, smarter and more stylish today. We are surrounded by all kinds of fantastic gadgets and gizmos and cookers and ovens and hobs and, oh, it's amazing. I feel very relaxed. I'm in a comfort zone. So if you're renovating your kitchen or building a new home or simply replacing an old appliance, appointments, oh yeah, with kitchen experts can be made to discuss all of your appliance needs, and you can book an appointment on homeofinnovation.ie. We've got 8 people here. One of them is going to walk away with the €10,000 kitchen, the Siemens kitchen. We're talking the most innovative ovens, the smartest fridges, the perfect prize to kick off the new year. And we've been doing this for the last week and a bit. So everybody has won themselves the EQ 500 coffee machine, okay, which is an amazing piece of kit altogether. And we are now going to hopefully give one of them a €10,000 Siemens kitchen as well. So do stay tuned for all of that. We've got an amazing idea that's never been done before on radio or in newspapers or magazines, a way to find out how somebody is going to win this, and that is by working out how many coffee beans are in a particular jar, okay? It's probably the most scientific way to do it. So we're going to do that a bit later on, and whoever gets closest will win the 10K kitchen. Stay tuned. This is Today FM, and it's Friday. Hey, Shauna,
how's it going?
Great, you're looking fantastic.
Thank you, so are you.
Thank you.
Love the blazer.
So much. My God, it is Friday morning on Today FM, and we're here now. Some of the people are here, some of them are downstairs, and they're guessing the coffee bean.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's an old thing that it's been done loads of times, but it is probably the most specific way of working out a
winner. And there's no way of around it. You just have to make a guess, and that's it.
Exactly.
Commit to it.
So what do you think of this place, Home of Innovation?
Very swish. Have my eye on some of those cookers over there.
Well, you've just moved into a new house. I'm not saying anything, but I mean, you must be looking around saying, frothing at the mouth.
Yes, I am.
And of course, another way of frothing at the mouth would be a bit of food.
It would be nice.
A bit of nosh.
It is, you know. It is early, you know.
So, I'm delighted to say that Britney Spears is here. Oh, no. Sorry. It was the microphone thing there. I thought it was Britney there for a second. It's actually Donald Skean is with us. Hey, Donald. Yay.
How are you?
Very good. Donald, thanks for coming along.
You know me. I love getting up at 5:30.
I like the Holt Fisherman jumper you've got on there.
That's what I was going for, Ian. You'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Because I've one of those, actually.
I'm wondering if I get too warm now as we're cooking away here. But
if you got too warm, you'd have to take it off.
The naked
chef. No one needs to see that at this time of the morning.
So listen, are you going to do, I hear things frying there.
Yeah, so we're going to do...
Is this going to affect our broadcast?
I hope not. Well, I'm wearing the head mic so I don't chop off my fingers, so we'll see how we go. But yeah, we've got 2 little breakfast items coming your way, and you might give me a hand in a bit, so we'll see how we go.
Oh, right, okay. So what are you going to do?
We've got a beautiful little breakfast bap with bacon and a tomato relish and some scrambled eggs, and then we've got a lovely granola pot with caramelized apples.
Is this kind of inspired by your darling wife?
It actually is. Yeah, it's her breakfast. This is the one I make for her breakfast on her birthday every year.
Right. Okay.
You feel privileged.
So getting the good books.
Every year. Oh, here we go again.
The breakfast.
I hear footsteps on the stairs. Here comes me.
He's got his brioche out.
So listen.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head.
I loved your last TV show. Very good. Yeah. So have you got any more coming on?
Yes, we do. We're filming a new show called Celebration Kitchen, celebrating some of the religious communities in Ireland. That's coming up this year, and then we've got a new series of real-time recipes with a book later on this year.
Right, so very good.
Excited. Yeah.
Are you still going to be going kind of surfing and things like, you know, the way you do a lot of mountain climbing? And
that shows me how long ago you were watching it.
I was watching it last year. I was.
But they repeat those things to ad nauseum now.
No, but it was Max and all it.
Yeah. Sorry, we did around Ireland.
Yes, you did.
No, you're right.
You want to apologise to me
I
now?
I will apologise, but I'll make you an extra bap.
Anyway, okay, we're getting an extra bap. The negotiations always work, don't they? They do. But I am delighted that Michael D has joined us in the studio here. Hello, Michael D. How are you? you need the respect for the president there. It's kind of gentle, not so much raucous applause. It's kind of polite applause, really, you know.
Well, I thought it was suitably respectful applause, and they didn't want to overdo it.
Exactly.
And I could see immediately that they had wonderful judgment.
Yeah.
So as people and as human beings. And it is wonderful to be here, but I didn't actually expect that there would be people here this morning, because I was told by Siemens and Bosch and Neff that I would have a private viewing.
All right.
Of their showrooms.
Like because the way Michael Jackson used to do these.
Yes, so yes. With bubbles, the chimp. And I was told that I would have a private viewing because, you know, I am moving house this year.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've been asked to move out of my current residence, Ora Sunukteron.
Yeah.
And I will have to repair back to Galway. Or wherever it is I live. I have so many houses I don't know. And that is not to place emphasis on the housing crisis.
No.
But anyway, yes, so I thought it would be a private viewing.
Right.
But
anyway,
not.
These are lovely people.
They're all looking around. Well, I know they are lovely, but I wish they wouldn't look at the same stuff I'm looking at.
Okay, and what's
I go, well, because Sabine, or Sabina, whatever the hell she's called, she wants a new kitchen. And she says, it has to be German.
Has to be German.
And I said, well, what about Italian? No! I want Siemens.
Yeah.
Well, Siemens.
Very good, strong brand.
And wonderful.
What are they like in the Ara Sunukteron? Have you got a good cooker up there? An aga or something?
Crap, I have an aga. And the house, the lights went off and the heat went off during the bloody storm and I was in front of the aga like
this. Yeah, God, love you.
And well, anyway, this is great because every president should have this.
Yeah, exactly. Go for it. Okay, listen, we have Kiva Deering from Carlo. Hello, Kiva, how are you?
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming along today. And best of luck now.
Oh, thank you. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. A geography teacher, I believe. A
geography teacher, yeah.
Excellent.
So, hello to everybody in Blessington Community College.
Blessington, you worked that out. You're good at the geography, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
County Wicklow, isn't it?
County Wicklow, yeah.
See? Gold
lovely
Star, Perino. Gold Star. And you love to recreate tapas dishes from your favourite restaurant in Carlo.
Yes, so mimosa is a firm favourite, I think, with everybody in Carlo.
Yeah. Mimosa,
yes.
So. Let's mention it again. Mimosa, Carlo.
Sometimes I like to try and recreate some of the dishes. So the fish tacos are my favourite.
To die for,
yeah.
But tapas is just small little morsels, really, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
But you get loads of them.
Loads. Come out nearly rolling out of the place.
What's the name of that place again in Carlo?
I think I've given them enough now.
Mimosa. Oh. Okay, Satnav, Mimosa. and it says here you were the former Carlo Rose.
Yes, so still current, actually. So current? Yeah, handing over to Sash now on the 29th of March.
Right. So you were down on the telly with...
Yes, yeah, so not this summer gone, the summer before.
Right.
You hold, the smaller counties get to hold it for 2 years. So, looking forward to passing it on to somebody else
now.
So they can enjoy all the perks of it. Yeah.
Shauna used to live down in Carlow.
So she was saying, lovely part of the world.
A bit of competition. Yeah. She moved out, you know.
She'll have to come back down to visit.
Exactly. But actually, you'll be delighted. You've met this guy before, but he's actually here now. Dahi O'Shea, Dahi.
Well, Kiva girl, great to see you. Back in the... What's your name again?
Quiva, yeah.
And where are you from again, girl?
Carlo.
And what do you like to do in your spare time?
Football.
Sorry, football.
Football,
what's your favourite position?
Wing back.
No, I'm not talking about the football now. Jeepers, I can't stop it, I'll tell you. I don't know how I come out with it. I'm as quick, I'll tell you. And why are you wearing the Cork colours this morning?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be from Carlo, for God's sake. Do your party pitch there, girl.
No, I panicked. I can't.
Just shout Mimosa.
Mimosa.
Mimosa. She's a fantastic girl altogether.
Keep it best of luck,
girls. The Carlo Rose.
And I think...
Holy God Almighty.
Aisling Kiernan is here as well. Hi, Aisling. How are you?
Hi, Ian.
Are you well?
I'm great, thanks very
much. From Dublin's fair city.
I am.
Yeah.
Just up the road.
Just up the road, and you got the keys to your apartment a few weeks ago.
I did.
So have you got a kitchen in it yet?
No.
No.
No, I think the kitchen's about 27.
Must be starving,
eh? No, I'm living
there. Oh, there is one there.
You want to
get? Oh, right, yes.
So
there
for
you. Yeah. It was a 60s apartment.
Yeah. No, 1998.
Oh, I thought it was a 60s apartment with a 70s kitchen. No, that wasn't me. Oh, that was... Sorry, I knew somebody said that.
And
I believe you do a mean spag ball.
I do, yeah. I love an old spag ball.
Okay, so what's so special about your one?
I just put lots of herbs and spices and passata and wine and everything in it.
Oh, nice. Mm. Wine.
Yeah, red wine.
Okay, here's two things. Did you put in? Al Capone, do you remember him? Gangster?
Yes.
He used to have his own spag ball. He used to put crushed walnuts in.
Ooh.
I tried it. So, because it gives it a little bit of a
crunch.
Bit of a crunch. And then I heard somebody else saying that they put a little bit of instant coffee into a spag ball because it gives it a little bit of bitterness. Thank you very much. We'll be back again next week with more tips. you're an Irish dancing teacher.
I am, yeah. I teach.
Oh, could you teach us all something?
I could teach you the 1, 2, 3 if you need it.
1, 2, 3. I think I remember that one, yeah. From back in the day. Yes, I did. Yeah. But listen, we're delighted that one of your heroes.
Absolute hero,
is here.
Yep.
Yep. Michael. He always likes a big entrance. Michael Flatley. Michael, Aisling is here. Aisling from Dublin.
Hi, Michael. Great to meet you.
Abby Jesus, and great to see you again. Soft day, thank God. A trout in the pot is better than a salmon in the sea, be Jesus. And what Aisling doesn't know is that she was one of me first Irish dance and begobs and begara teachers.
I was.
And she taught me me signature move with me hands in the air, looking out, and doing an old salute there to myself. And she was also the first one, Eno, that taught me how to use me flute. Before I hadn't an idea. I was only a youngster. I had an idea what to do with me flute. And Aisling went, I'll sort you out with that now. Yeah, so she was me first person that taught me what the hell to do with me flute. And I've been using it ever since.
Has he been an inspiration to you, Aisling, as well?
Absolutely, yeah. He's amazing in the world of Irish dancing.
How many
definitely.
Tops could you do per second?
Oh, not as many as him, okay. Definitely
how many
not.
Tops were you able to do back in the day?
I think it was 6,432,000.
Yeah,
it was in 1 second, you know. And begobs, you talk about her spag ball, but I think, you know, you're neglecting the Al Irish in her. She makes a great potatoes as well.
Great potatoes.
I do.
Cooks great boiled
good roasties.
Yeah, really?
After working on me flute, she used to get me down and eat a whole plate of potatoes.
Yeah.
And
can I ask you, do you use any goose fat?
Yes.
Ah, you see.
Parboil and then goose fat.
Hey, Donald, we should have a podcast together about food.
This is fantastic.
Sorry, Ian, I'm getting the sense that it's not all about me anymore.
It's always about food.
Oh, how very, very true. Okay, listen, Aisling, best of luck
later.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
In the envelope. Michael, it is all about you. Thank you very much. Shauna, how's it going?
Hello, how are you? The
show's going well, isn't it?
It's going great.
Yeah, we've got some lovely people here.
Sure do.
And one of them is going to be winning the fantastic prize, and we've got it in here.
How nice is that? I might just take that off your hands. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there you go. That's only the name. It's not the actual kitchen. Okay. It's not in the envelope. Right. Okay, Donald Skeen's here as well. Hi, Donald, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm taking a sip of coffee there.
Yeah, you've got time to have a cup of coffee and everything.
Oh, relax.
So will I try this?
Absolutely. Okay. So this is the breakfast bap.
Yeah.
We've got bacon. We've got scrambled eggs with a little bit of cheese through it. I've got a very simple tomato relish. I've just popped a tin or a punnet of cherry tomatoes into some olive oil, salt and pepper. Happy days? Good? Mm. In a brioche bap? What more could you want on a Friday?
Sophie, you are the luckiest woman in the world, particularly on your birthday. Just remember that.
Thank you for reminding her. She forgets us a lot of the time.
What are you going to do next?
So we've got caramel apple granola pots coming up, and you might give me a hand with some chopping, because I know you're good at that.
Oh, yeah.
A damn hand.
That was
no better man for chopping. Okay, let's get some showbiz news. Thanks a million, Donald. We'll be back to Donald in a few minutes' time.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super source of vitamin D and calcium.
That is nice. I probably should have offered
Yeah, I was like, when are you going to give me a bite of that?
So what have you got for us?
I have some brand new music news, Ian, this morning. Excellent. Yeah, so Ian, this Irish artist, Ali Sherlock, she has a brand new single out today. Over the last few years, Ali's career has gone from strength to strength. She has an incredible voice. She's absolutely huge on social media. She has millions and millions of followers on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube.
Facebook.
The new single, Ian, is called Ex Friend. And I think we have actually Ali here to tell us a little bit more about it.
What?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ali. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I knew all that about you because I've been following you now for about 8 or 9 months. And I mean, you're really going for it. And
yeah.
I admire you for that. Fair play to you.
Thank you for following me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but that's Cork people are like that, though, aren't they? You know, when they see something, they manifest.
Exactly. I love my manifestation.
So you've got a new song, and it says it's an anthem of betrayal.
Yes.
All right, so yeah. Tell us a bit about it.
Okay, I had a friend, I hope they're not listening to this, but... Yeah. It's quite an obvious song. So I had a friend who was I was really close with. Actually, like, we were kind of on and off. Like, one minute we were best friends, the next minute we were, like, we were kind of frenemies.
Yeah.
But
frenemies. Right.
Frenemies, yeah. So one day I really liked this guy, and I liked this guy for months.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't like I kept it to myself. I told her about this.
Yeah.
And then one day I just saw them together. Together.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I was like,
that
bye-bye.
Is the ultimate betrayal, isn't it?
It is.
Well, with a friend. So it's ba 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 ba. So we're going to hear the vibe of that then,
yes,
in this song. Fantastic. And Shona was just mentioning there that you're huge on social media. 3.1 million followers on Instagram.
It's
1.5 million followers on TikTok, plus 15.5 million likes on TikTok, 6.25 million subscribers on YouTube. How do you do it?
It's wild, isn't it?
It is wild.
It is crazy. Because, like, I got so much, like, popularity when I was really young, like going on the Ellen Show when I was 12.
Yeah.
It was just like a whirlwind. Yeah. It all happened so fast.
But you've kept going with it, which
I did.
Is,
yeah, I just kept
determination.
It was so unexpected.
Yeah.
So we didn't really know what to do. Like, me and my dad, he did all my social media for a while, and he still does it. But we didn't really know anything about social media,
right,
so we had to learn as we went along. And there was, like, no strategy. It was just happened. Just
as you go.
It just happened. Yeah.
Very good. Well, fair play to you. And it's really going well for you. So
yeah,
we're delighted
you.
For you. It's great.
Thank you.
So Ali Sherlock, brand new song. It's called Ex-Friend. Listen deeply to the lyrics on this particular one. All right, now, let's hear it for Ali Sherlock, everybody. Hey!
What a way to turn a best friend to an ex-friend. It was me and you. You know this ain't the West End. Stop your acting. I can see right through. Cause I told you that caught my eye. You had to go and stay the night and turn a best friend to an ex-friend and be missing. It was 2019. I met a boy on the street with black ripped jeans. Wasn't like me to just walk over and start a conversation, but it felt so right. And I called you the second I got home that night. Told you all about a man I didn't think twice. Till I heard that we were talking online. What a way to turn a best friend to an ex-friend. It was me and you. You know this ain't the West End. Stop your acting. I can see right through. Cause I don't. Took 2 weeks, you didn't try to hide it. Walk around the city hand in hand like an item. Fishing up a trail with a side plate of silence. Every night my brave face breaking down in private. Loved you like a sister, now you're just my enemy. I could say I miss ya, rather see you dead to me. Crazy, only took a boy with messy brown hair for you to throw it all away right there. What a way to turn a best friend to an ex-friend. It was me and you. You know this ain't the West End. Stop your acting. I can see right through. Cause I told you that he caught my eye. You had to go and stay the night. Turn a best friend to an ex-friend. Won't be missing you. Won't be missing you. Change my mind. Girl, you turned your best friend to an ex-friend, and that's the truth. Yeah, you turned your best friend to an ex-friend. Won't be missing.
Thank you.
Bravo, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was really good. I'm delighted for you. It's really happening, isn't it? It's great. So are you going to come back and do the other one, How Love Works, as well,
yes,
later on?
Okay,
so you stay here for a while and have one of Donald's baps if you feel like it. It's up to you. But you know what the thing about that song is, and Shauna, you probably agree with me as well, that, you know, it's everybody can connect with
yes.
that. The sentiment of that song.
We've all been there.
We've all been yeah. there. So that's going to, you know, kind of hit a nerve, strike a chord with people as
yeah.
well, which is brilliant. So it's out today, is it?
Out today.
Out today. Daniel O'Donnell has joined us on Gift Grub this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel is here. Daniel, what do you think of this place? It's very impressive, isn't it?
How are you doing, Ian? It's some place, this place. You know the way I love a wee cup of tea?
You do, yeah.
Well, it's like as if I've died and gone to heaven. The place is absolutely covered in kettles. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. This is an old Bosch stainless steel kettle.
Oh, that's a lovely one, yeah.
Now, the water comes out of this piping hot and it just covers your bag.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're just set up for the day. But they've given me 30 kettles to go home to Donegal.
Oh, right.
And it's great.
So you could have one in every room in the
every
house.
Flip in my toilet and everything, which is also a
you'll
Bosch.
Be sitting on the toilet. I'll be I think I'll have a cup of tea.
Boiling me water. And it's great to see Donal here as well.
Yes.
Shares in Just for Men must be going through the flipping roof. Wonderful stuff. But I think he's bringing the tone of the place down a bit.
Donal Skeen.
Talking about Sophie's baps.
I know.
I mean, come on, it's a bit early in the morning for that now. Look at him.
Sorry,
he's a dirty yoke he is.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you, everybody. Great to be here.
Speaking of Donald's...
Share now a cup of tea with you later.
Speaking of Donald's, Donal Lenehan, you are here as well. Donal, you're getting ready for the Six Nations. Big game, Ireland versus England tomorrow. That's going to be amazing. What do you think of this place, the home of innovation?
Well, Ian, Ballymount is buzzing at the moment here. It's literally a sea of kitchen appliances. And these fellas are some of the best players in the world today. They call them the team is the home of innovation, and they're absolute monsters in the kitchen appliances world. They've got one fella, right, called Bosch.
Bosch.
Biff Bosch, Bosch they call him, right? And this fella has everything. He has dishwashers, you know, smart hobs, vacuum cleaners. You want to see the suction out of this, right? And they have another fella called Neff. He's as hot as one of his ovens. He has a move called slide and hide. You stick the food in, you can't even see where it's gone, and suddenly it's cooked. And they have another fella called Siemens. Now, this fella is German.
Yeah.
Right? And he's smart.
Yeah.
Right? You don't even have to do anything. You just have to go, here, Siemens, make us a cappuccino there. And the next thing, a steaming, hot, frothy cup of cappuccino is staring at you.
Yeah.
I think they're going to clean up this weekend.
Yeah. We were blown away earlier on by Ali Sherlock, and she's back for more. Let's hear it for Ali. Yay! Hang on. How are you?
Hello.
Lots of people were getting on to me there about two things. One of them was flossing my teeth. Because there was a story about that. I said, God, you got to floss your teeth. I didn't think you had to do it every day. I thought you had to do it every few days, you know. Anyway, now I know. And the other one was about Ali Sherlock. Says, whoa, what a voice. What a performer. What great songs. So earlier on, you did your new song for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's out today.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it called? Just tell everybody.
It's called Ex-Friend.
Ex-Friend.
Mm.
It's a good story that she told before it as well. And I think a lot of people can connect with it. So Ex-Friend is there. But the other one that we played quite a lot, actually, was called How Love Works.
Yes.
On Today FM. And it's brilliant. It's a really
Thank
good
you.
Song. You know, again, you've got a good knack of connecting with people. Universal themes, you see.
Yeah, people like to have songs that they relate to.
You hit the formula. I think you've got it sorted out there now, big time. And you're going on a tour.
Yeah.
So I love this because it says you're going to Berlin. This sounds very exotic. Yeah. Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
London.
Uh-huh.
Boston. New York. Philadelphia. And Cork.
And Cork. Had to do the hometown.
Of course you did. Cypress Avenue in Cork. And when are you going to play Dublin again? Have you got anything?
Soon.
Yeah. Soon.
Not on this tour, but definitely soon.
Very good. Well, listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's amazing. So we're going to do How Love Works live. Let's hear it again for the great Ali Sherlock.
Friday. I ain't got nothing. Well, the guy really likes.
Another photograph. Like I'm having the best night, living my best life. Inside I'm feeling kinda sad, 'cause I don't know how to get this thing right. They call me the queen of catching feelings. I let it burn, let it slip through my fingers. I'm not the type to give up.
I nearly became your backing vocalist there. I love that song. So, let's do this. Let's do this. When you all arrived here this morning, you were given a task. As you're all winners of a coffee machine this morning, we filled a large jar with coffee beans. There it is! Okay, we wanted to know the very simple question. It's been rarely done in competitions, ever. How many coffee beans are in the coffee jar? Now, we're going to ask you one after another. Again, I want to tell you, and this is, I'm not doing, oh, Mr. Radio's pretending. I have no idea how many coffee beans, and I would be awful at guessing. So I'm in full respect of you. We're going to start with you. We'll ask one after another who wrote, what you wrote down, and we'll reveal who's the closest and the winner of the kitchen. Louise, first of all.
I wrote 25,000. I panicked.
25,000? That seems a little bit high.
I think I put an extra zero in by mistake.
Right, okay. 25,000 coffee beans. You never know. You never know. Okay. You seem happy enough, though. Stephen. Okay, Stephen McAnulla. Wow, what did you put down?
7,500.
All right, now we're getting somewhere, maybe. Yeah, 7,500, okay. All right, over to you, Gráinne.
4,003.
Okay, so you went below Stephen's, right? 4,003. Aisling.
Yeah, I went 9,527.
Okay, 9,000. This is good. This is a great way to do it, isn't it? Darren, I'm very excited now. Darren.
I went 2,764.
Right, interesting. Educated sort of one there. Okay. Right. That was Darren. Gavin.
3,175.
Right. And a few lentils. A few chilies. Yeah. Okay. Now, Cuiva.
I underestimated, 1,400.
1,400. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. And finally, Lisa.
I also panicked. 20,000.
End to end stuff here. Louise and Lisa. Oh, 20K. You just never know. Okay, we are going to open up the envelope and see. This is the closest thing I'm going to get to the Oscars. Okay, so the actual, oh my God, the total number of coffee beans in the coffee jar, counted and verified, is 7,400. I know, oh my God, 7,484, which means Stephen is the winner.
Ian, I don't know what to say. That's crazy.
Jesus. What did you say again?
7,500.
Oh my God, you were just...
I swear I didn't cheat. I wasn't in here counting them last night or anything. That's amazing. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's incredible.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Thank you. That and Liverpool do so well.
Yeah,
and,
we win the seat. We'll do the quadruple.
The hair great, you know. God, Stephen, this is great. And were you were the first or second day, I think, was
second,
it?
Second day.
You were on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Very good.
Thank you so much.
You've got a 10K kitchen from Siemens, and you're going to be... It's amazing.
It's amazing.
You've got a whole family here.
Yes, yes. They might have to get the day off school now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I know a guy in the Department of Education. He said that when these kind of things happen, I've got the right...
It's a free day.
It's okay to have
You have the authorization. Great.
So any problems, come back to me, okay?
Okay, Ian. Okay, yeah. Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love today.